Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 7. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Good morning. Can I help you?
How much is this skirt?
It's £29.
Can I try it on?
Of course. The changing rooms are over there.
Rozmowa druga.
What's the problem, Jessica?
My leg hurts and I can't walk. I fell off my bike.
Let me see. Well, it's not broken. You'll be fine in a few days.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Excuse me, how can I get to the National Museum?
Go straight on and turn left into Cross Street.
Is it far from here?
No, it's a 5-minute walk.
Rozmowa czwarta.
Can I have 2 single tickets to Manchester, please?
That will be £12, please.
What time is the train?
It leaves in 7 minutes.
Rozmowa piąta.
Could I have the menu, please?
Here you are. The tomato soup is very good today.
Oh, I will try it. Thank you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Good morning. Can I help you?
How much is this skirt?
It's £29.
Can I try it on?
Of course. The changing rooms are over there.
Rozmowa druga.
What's the problem, Jessica?
My leg hurts and I can't walk. I fell off my bike.
Let me see. Well, it's not broken. You'll be fine in a few days.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Excuse me, how can I get to the National Museum?
Go straight on and turn left into Cross Street.
Is it far from here?
No, it's a 5-minute walk.
Rozmowa czwarta.
Can I have 2 single tickets to Manchester, please?
That will be £12, please.
What time is the train?
It leaves in 7 minutes.
Rozmowa piąta.
Could I have the menu, please?
Here you are. The tomato soup is very good today.
Oh, I will try it. Thank you.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Daddy, it's my birthday next week. I know I usually have my party at home or in the zoo, like last year, but could I have it at the swimming pool this year?
The swimming pool? That's a great idea. We'll have to get you a new swimming costume.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Daddy, it's my birthday next week. I know I usually have my party at home or in the zoo, like last year, but could I have it at the swimming pool this year?
The swimming pool? That's a great idea. We'll have to get you a new swimming costume.
Tekst drugi.
Tim, have you got everything? We need to leave now if we want to catch our flight.
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, but where is your winter hat? I left it for you on your bed.
I've already packed it together with my clothes. I wanted to put most of my cash in the suitcase as well, but then I decided to keep all the money on me, in my wallet.
And what about your camera?
I want to take pictures during the flight, so I will put it in my backpack.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Tim, have you got everything? We need to leave now if we want to catch our flight.
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, but where is your winter hat? I left it for you on your bed.
I've already packed it together with my clothes. I wanted to put most of my cash in the suitcase as well, but then I decided to keep all the money on me, in my wallet.
And what about your camera?
I want to take pictures during the flight, so I will put it in my backpack.
Tekst trzeci.
Jake, is there anything you'd like to learn?
What do you mean?
For example, I can't dance, and my dream is to be a good dancer. How about you?
Oh, I'd like to be a good cook.
Really? I thought you wanted to be a great basketball player.
Well, I'm quite happy with my sports skills, but I'm a vegetarian and I want to be able to prepare meals by myself.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Jake, is there anything you'd like to learn?
What do you mean?
For example, I can't dance, and my dream is to be a good dancer. How about you?
Oh, I'd like to be a good cook.
Really? I thought you wanted to be a great basketball player.
Well, I'm quite happy with my sports skills, but I'm a vegetarian and I want to be able to prepare meals by myself.
Tekst czwarty.
Hi, Jack. Last week, my mum finally bought me the pet, which I wanted so much. He lives in my room now, but I still don't have a name for him. I'm thinking of calling him Mr. Slow, because he moves very slowly. When my sister's cat gets near him, he stops and hides his head and legs and looks like a big grey stone on the carpet. You should come and see him.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Jack. Last week, my mum finally bought me the pet, which I wanted so much. He lives in my room now, but I still don't have a name for him. I'm thinking of calling him Mr. Slow, because he moves very slowly. When my sister's cat gets near him, he stops and hides his head and legs and looks like a big grey stone on the carpet. You should come and see him.
Tekst piąty.
Hi, Caroline. This is Julie. I've joined the science club at our school. I hope I'll learn a lot. And guess what? When I got there yesterday, I saw your cousin, Kate, sitting at one of the desks. I had no idea that she goes to the same school as me now. We spent a lot of time talking, and we even went out for a pizza together. I'll call you later.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Caroline. This is Julie. I've joined the science club at our school. I hope I'll learn a lot. And guess what? When I got there yesterday, I saw your cousin, Kate, sitting at one of the desks. I had no idea that she goes to the same school as me now. We spent a lot of time talking. And we even went out for a pizza together. I'll call you later.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I don't like going to the dentist.
Wypowiedź B.
You should go to the dentist.
Wypowiedź C.
Please take me to the dentist.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I don't like going to the dentist.
Wypowiedź B.
You should go to the dentist.
Wypowiedź C.
Please take me to the dentist.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
You swim too much.
Wypowiedź B.
Let's go swimming.
Wypowiedź C.
The swimming pool is closed.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
You swim too much.
Wypowiedź B.
Let's go swimming.
Wypowiedź C.
The swimming pool is closed.
Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
It was delicious.
Wypowiedź B.
No thanks, I'm full.
Wypowiedź C.
I can't make spaghetti.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
It was delicious.
Wypowiedź B.
No thanks, I'm full.
Wypowiedź C.
I can't make spaghetti.
Zadanie szóste. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
That's so kind of you.
Wypowiedź B.
Have a good time.
Wypowiedź C.
It's great to see you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
That's so kind of you.
Wypowiedź B.
Have a good time.
Wypowiedź C.
It's great to see you.
Zadanie siódme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I finished cleaning the room.
Wypowiedź B.
Can you help me clean the room?
Wypowiedź C.
I'll clean the room tomorrow.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I finished cleaning the room.
Wypowiedź B.
Can you help me clean the room?
Wypowiedź C.
I'll clean the room tomorrow.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.